When I was preparing for the service today, I realised that this is the reading I mistakenly led a worship on a month ago at Henlow. Because when I was in the midst of all that horrible cold I had, when I was really quite groggy, I was preparing a service and looked at the lectionary and read the wrong month. So it's been with me and it's been following me. And at that time, when I was preparing that service, you may remember that the political parties were all having their conferences. And I felt really drawn to the comparison between that gospel reading and the Pharisees trying to trip Jesus up by asking these questions and political speeches and the way they were being portrayed in the media. And then, last week, Charlie drew the same comparison from the gospel reading last week, and it triggered off in my mind, oh yes, what is God trying to say to us about this? Because Jesus is just the opposite in some ways of those politicians. It's not that he's not involved in politics, he just approaches it in a very, very different way. Not scoring points off people. This reading is from Matthew here, is one that is repeated through the Gospels. In John, it's a slightly different portrayal, but it's something that Jesus says in all of the Gospels. You may be familiar with it in Luke, especially, where it is the preface to the parable of the Good Samaritan. Teacher, which is the most important of all the laws. It has become known in some Christian thought and in song. I could easily have picked a new commandment I give unto you. But I think that's missing the point. It's not a new commandment at all. Jesus didn't come to wipe away what people knew and what was important and what had been stated through the centuries. He's just re-emphasising it, refocusing. We are human and we all have our limitations, our worldview, perhaps our own prejudices. It is not God that was prejudiced. We may perceive a lot of the Old Testament to be quite narrow. There are the people of Israel and there is everybody else. But that's not true. Because stories like Jonah tell us that God wanted other people to hear the message. It was the people that were reluctant to include others. Jesus did not come to wipe away those laws. He simplified them. And it's true for us today. I'm not saying disregard the laws of the land, but if we followed those two simple rules, we would not need any other laws. Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And love your neighbour as you love yourself. If you did that, all the rest would just fall into place because you wouldn't do anything to harm anybody else. But we are human and we need it defining and restating and teaching over and over again. And maybe we come to a point in our church traditions sometimes when what we do and what elements we use become more important than the reason for doing it. Our churches are not perfect because we are not perfect. But we should love one another. Sometimes I think when we are trying to re-engage with our community, we start by looking to who we do not have. How can we reach out? How can we include these people we don't have? When sometimes we need to start with ourselves. Because to love others as we love ourselves, we do actually have to love ourselves. If we don't regard ourselves very highly, It's quite easy to treat others in the same fashion. Sometimes I think if we look at who we are, do we minister to our own needs? If the answer is there are things we could do better, let's start there. For if we are a happy community, that will draw others to it. I'm not saying there aren't times when God calls us out of our comfort zone. It's very true, God does. But it has to be the will of God. Because with God, with each other, we can achieve all sorts of miraculous things. And yet, if we do something that we think's a bright idea, but wasn't necessarily led by God, it won't come to fruition, really. So how do we apply this in our lives, in our church? Because we are familiar. We do like the things we do in our churches often. And it can be difficult when they are changing. Michael Coyce says of this, the church is changing. Only the dead don't change. Happily, the church is alive, and this is principally why the human face of the church changes with time. The very fact we are alive means we must change. But there are fundamentals within our church that never change. And this simple instruction, simple in words, but perhaps not easy in action, is one of those fundamental things that run constantly through the church's history. Love God with all of your being and love your neighbour as yourself. The nature of neighbours has changed a lot. I mean, I come from the north, and I grew up, especially where my dad's parents lived, it was one of those roads where everybody was anti-so-and-so. You know, no relation to you, but they were seen as part of the family. The doors weren't locked. If I went and Grandma and Granddad weren't in, there was any number of neighbours I could wait with until they arrived. The world has changed. But the nature of understanding who is our neighbour has not. Part of the art of being a neighbour is to help people see that everybody is loved, that we are loved. At one of the big national youth conferences this year, I forget which one, I think it was Soul Survivor. One of the speakers was addressing this huge crowd of young people, and he made his point by starting his address like this. This is my girlfriend. She's a bit of a minger. She's not the most beautiful. She doesn't dress very well. And it went on like this. The point he was making to this crowd of young people, you would not introduce somebody you love like that. You would not point out all their flaws before saying, here's my girlfriend, I love her to bits. The church is the bride of Christ. We should love the church. There is much we don't like about it. But we should not introduce our church by saying, this is my family. It used to be bigger. It used to be better. We don't like the teaching. We don't like the flowers. We don't like the new chairs. Whatever it is. To live this out as a church, we must look for all, and there are a lot, of joys, bright things, good things we share. Focus on those. Focus on the sparks and they will fan into flame. Yes, we are not perfect. We could be better. But if we start by loving ourselves as a church, loving our neighbours as we love ourselves, and of course loving God, all the rest will fall into place. God has a mission for us here. God wants us to join in. And it's not all just, you must do this, you must do that. For as it says in Thessalonians, we could have been a burden on you, but because we loved you, it was a joy to share with you. If we live this out, we will find our own lives enriched. And as we love others, they may just start to love us. Amen.